88.5 KCSN, it's Jim Nelson with you, and I'm now joined in the studio by singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and fine arts painter AG. She's here with me today at KCSN. Good morning. Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. It's not actually morning when we're recording this, but that's all right. Now, AG was just here a few months ago with her bandmates in The Rescues, but we're here to catch up with some other things. She's back to talk, among other things, about an EP that she's going to be putting out this fall called, it's called The Beatles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some other things. So welcome back to KCSN. Glad
Thank
to
you.
See you. Now, The Rescues have been working on CD number 3. In fact, when you mm-hmm. and Rob and Gabe and Kyler were here a few months ago, we talked about all of that. What's the latest? Where are you at right now with The Rescues?
We are in the middle of a mix shootout where we have a bunch of mix engineers mix the same song, and then we pick the one that we want.
Interesting. And yeah. It's a blind taste test,
blind.
I would assume, right?
Anonymous.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everything's recorded. Now it's just a matter of the finishing touches.
Yep.
Is there an ETA?
Probably January.
Okay.
Yeah, but it'll be available to people that pledge to be part of the record in like September, October, or November, somewhere around there.
Yeah, you've got a pledge drive going on. What is it, Kickstarter that you're using?
It's Pledge Music.
Pledge Music. Okay, mm-hmm. So hence the word pledge. And then you also, shortly after you were here with The Rescues, you released your own solo album, and I think it was about your fifth solo album.
My ninth.
Ninth. I was close.
Yeah, definitely.
I was in the same region.
Your ninth
solo album. It was called Me After You.
If you include the first one I did when I was 19, which should have just been something I did for myself and not released into the world. There are 1,000 very unlucky people in this world.
They probably don't think that way. So you put out Me After You, and then you're following it up again with this EP, The Beatles, which we'll talk about at length in a little bit. But have you done some shows to help to go out and play the Me After You CD? What have you been doing with that so far?
Well, I did. I'm going to be doing some touring this fall. I did a bunch of touring around it in the beginning, or the end of last year and the beginning of this year.
And you have an acoustic guitar sitting in your lap
I know. Look at that.
Coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I could coax you into playing something from Me After You on that acoustic guitar.
I mean, I'm here already. Might as well.
We are talking with AG from the Rescues, and she's going to play a song for us now from her solo album, Me After You. What song do you want to play?
Me After You.
Good one.
When I left, you were lost and lying broken on the floor. I counted up the scars and thought I'd won the war. Said I tried everything to save us, but I didn't try. The other day I heard you were in Italy somewhere. I remember you told me you always wanted to go there. Never did want to learn the language, oh, did I? I know I hold the smoking gun, but clearly anyone would rather be you after me than me after you. What's it like to be happy to have your heart all untied? Everything coming easy with the world on your side. And all I want is you. I know I hold the smoking gun, but clearly anyone would rather be you after. Lying loving, ain't that something? 'Cause I know I hold the smoking gun, but clearly anyone would rather be you after me.
That's the title track from AG's recent solo album, Me After You. We are speaking with AG right now. She's in the Rescues, but we are talking about her solo stuff at the moment, her CD, Me After You, and an EP that comes out in the fall, which we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about more in a moment. First, though, I want to ask you, in addition to playing a bunch of different instruments and writing songs and singing, you're also a fine arts artist, somebody who paints pictures and things, but not really pictures. That's not almost not the right description. Describe your paintings for us.
It's mostly word art because I'm inspired by lyrics on a lot of different levels, and being able to express these lyrics in a different form is really fun. And it just kind of, no pun intended, it recolors the lyric. It reinvents the lyric. You look at it differently. You think about it differently. You read it differently. You hear it differently. It's incredible, actually. When I first started doing it, I was like, God, I was like, this is not what I thought this lyric meant.
But you break out bits and pieces to put in your
exactly.
painting, so you pick
mm-hmm.
the part that
right.
that you want to explode out of the painting, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the medium you use? What kind of paint do you use, and how do you?
It's mostly acrylic spray paint. I use a lot of stencils. I use a lot of sandpaper. I basically beat the crap out of the canvas in any way possible.
Very interesting. And can people, you have a website or something, I think,
yeah,
that people can go and see this stuff, right?
Yeah, it's agonzalezart.com.
Gonzalez with a Z at the end or an S at the end?
Z at the end.
A Gonzalez, say it again?
agonzalezart.com.
.com. All right. Well, great. Now, you also have an EP coming out this fall, and it's just simply called The Beatles. And Why Beatles? Why now? What are you doing here? You have what, 6 songs on this EP?
So first of all, the Beatles got together officially 50 years ago this year. They recorded their first album next year, but this is the year that they got together. Anyway, what happened was these first 6 Beatles songs are actually owned by a different publishing company, not Sony ATV, right? So back in the 50s, this publishing company was like, we're going to give you a really crappy deal. You're going to give us these 6 songs and you're never going to get them back, no matter what, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden now, many, many years later, there are these Beatles songs that are sort of floating in midair. This one dude from this publishing company called Roundhill was like, he got wind of them. And he's like, I think I'll take those. So he now has the rights to them, and my publishing company works with them, And they were like, why don't you do some inspired cover songs, cover versions of these songs? And I was like, oh, I guess. And then as I went on, it just started to evolve. And it became this super gender-bending, really fun experiment on like how to not completely butcher Beatles songs.
The risk, isn't it?
It was, with my producer, Jim Roach, with the first day I went in there, I was like, dude, you realize that we're doing something that we really should not be doing. We should just let the Beatles sing the Beatles. We shouldn't be doing this, but
yeah, and
let's
and
figure out how to not make it suck.
And at least a couple of these are extremely well-known Beatles songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so you've done six of them and you're going to put them out on an EP this fall.
Yeah.
And,
oh, you know, actually something that I learned from a good friend was that people argue that the reason why the Beatles rose to success so quickly was because they were gender bending in their own way. Like they really pushed, they weren't very masculine. They all had very strong mother figures in their lives. And they sang about like holding your hand as opposed to like ripping your clothes off, mm-hmm. and just very sensitive, and like even their demeanor and like their clothing and then the way they sang, all that stuff was super not masculine. And I thought that was pretty great. I just learned that recently. I was like, wow, this is perfect.
One of the songs we're going to listen to and talk about more in depth in a minute is I Want to Be Your Man, mm-hmm. a Beatles song that you've recorded on this EP. And probably more than any of the other six, that really underscores the gender-bending notion of what's going on. What did you do with that gender-bending-wise? What was your intent or your thought behind that?
Well, I wanted to... I don't know. It was... I finally am able to sing about this other side of myself, or from the perspective of this other side of myself that I feel like, you know, I don't really get to show a lot. And it's not necessarily like, you know, I'm singing like a dude, but I'm singing about a woman. I'm singing a Beatles song about a woman. And that's something I've always been too afraid to do, mm-hmm. is outwardly sing about women. And now I'm not only doing that, but I'm also doing that via the Beatles, which I think is super cool. I Want to Be Your Man actually was the Rolling Stones' first single. It totally flopped. So this, you know, this song has a lot of history.
Right.
You know?
We're going to listen to that from the EP in a few minutes and talk about it at greater length. But since you still got the guitar in your hand, I wonder if I could coax you into playing a Beatles song for us now, one of the songs that'll be on your EP.
Absolutely. So, you know, when we went in to record this, we were like, okay, so what we're really going to need to do is make it feel way less like the Beatles and more like something that I would have written. Mm. So we had to toe this line between staying true to the song and then also making it our own. And it was a really big challenge, but, I think we pulled it off, and this song is a little song called She Loves You. You might have heard this one.
I think we have.
A couple times. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say. She said she loves you. But you know that can't be bad. She loves you. But you know you should be glad. She said you were to know. She almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows. You're not the hurt and kind. She said she loves you. And you know that can't be bad. She
loves you. You know you should be glad. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. Now it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Oh, pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her because she loves you. And you know that can't be bad. She loves you. And you know you should be glad. You, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. Mm-mm-mm. With a love like that, you know you should. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
88.5 KCSN. She Loves You, a Beatles song that we've all heard, but we've never heard it quite like that before. That is AG in the KCSN studios. AG is one of the members of The Rescues, but as you know, The Rescues is a band made up of four individual singer-songwriters, so AG has her own music, both an EP or a CD that's just come out, Me After You, and an EP that'll come out in the fall called The Beatles, and we're talking about The Beatles in depth at the moment. Now, AG, the video that you have just finished and released for I Want to Be Your Man, I've watched that a few times. Interesting video. On the surface, it's pretty simple. You're sitting there, the camera's in tight on your face, you sing the song. I mean, and it's a one-take thing. But
right.
While we're watching it, and I don't want to give away all the secrets, but while we're watching it, certain things are happening that make the idea of doing a one-take video more and more difficult and complex. So Tell me about the making. First of all, were you able to do all this in one take?
Yes.
Excellent.
It was one shot. Well, it wasn't one take. It was many, many takes.
Many, many takes, but it's a one shot video. That's the way I should say it. So the camera rolls continuously through. There are no edits, and there are multiple people involved in this with you. How many different people were helping you do the things that happened?
I had a makeup artist. I had a sort of a stylist, hair person, and then I had our DP.
And they were all, but during the video, they're the ones that you see their hands and come in at various times doing various things. Mm-hmm. And while you sing this song. Now, this song is the best, better than any song on the album, I think is what I'm trying to say, underscores the whole gender bending notion of all this, you know, because here you are a woman singing, I Want to Be Your Man. And the video really plays off on all of this stuff. So how did the idea come to you to do the video the way you did it?
I wanted to figure out a way to portray a transformation. And I wanted the transformation to start to sort of happen during the course of this 2.5 minute song. So I had to figure out how to make it work with no edits or anything like that. And it was hard. This, you know, the video, it went through its own transformations. Like, it started out as being one thing, and then basically, when I'm trying to come up with an idea for a video or something, I try to start with something, with an idea that's very huge, and then distill it and make it more and more concise. And so that's what we ended up with. We ended up with the video that you'll see.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And where can people see this video? Where is it located right now?
Well, today it actually it premiered on AfterEllen.com, which is a huge gay and lesbian website. And then it's going to be, it's also being featured on Logo, and it's going to be featured on AOL Music on Friday.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. So these places it'll be available. And then do you have a website that it's also visible on?
Musicbyag.com is where you can find everything you need.
All right. Great. We're going to listen to the song now, but rather than playing it on live acoustic, we're going to listen to the version of I Want to Be Your Man, the Beatles song. As recorded by AG on her EP, The Beatles, which comes out this fall.
I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. Love you like no other, baby, like no other can. Love you like no other, baby, like no other can. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man.
I Want to Be Your Man, the Beatles song, as rethunk by AG, who's in the studios with us right now. Beautiful rendition of that. Great vocal arrangements, and completely different from the Beatles version of it, which I gather was pretty important that you had to had to stay away from just redoing John and Paul.
Exactly.
Well, the Beatles EP from AG comes out this fall. October, did you say?
October 9th.
October 9th.
John Lennon's birthday.
I was going to say, that's a relevant date in Beatles history, isn't it? Yeah, good one. All right, so we've been talking with AG about the Beatles EP, about Me After You. We talked a little bit about the Rescues. What's coming up? You got any shows to tell people about? Any art exhibits to talk about?
Well, I'm going to be going on tour this fall at the end of September, East Coast tour, with a couple friends of mine, Maya Sharp, who I incidentally wrote Me After You with.
Uh-huh. And the song that you just listened to. Okay.
And Garrison Starr. Mm-hmm. We're doing a big trio tour.
Excellent.
An evening with, yeah.
And that's really all. Fun. That's it, only back east, though, right? How about any local shows? Anything people can see around here?
I don't have anything booked as of yet, but I'm going to be doing a big EP release party around October 9th.
Great. So. Well, we'll keep our eyes open on the website. Say the name of your website one more time, musicbyag.com?
Yep, musicbyag.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming up and visiting with us again.
I had fun.
We can't wait to hear the Beatles EP when it comes out in October, and then the Rescue CD hopefully in January. Mm-hmm. And we will stay in touch with you. Thanks again for coming by today.
Thanks, Jim.
We're 88.5 KCSN, and we've been talking about the Beatles with AG. How about we go right into the Beatles now with Les Perry, Saturday with the Beatles on 88.5 KCSN.